It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
Well, today's Panda gonna jump the whole night long. Yes, today's Panda gonna jump the whole night long. Yes, I'm off for a good time, wine, women, and song. Got a brand new suit, new hat. Brand new shoes. Yes, got a brand new suit, new hat, and brand new shoes. And I'm in a hurry, I ain't got no time to lose.
Roy Brown, doing a lot of blues shouting there from April of 1950, and Payday Jump gets us started on hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushion. We got all sorts of great R&B singers coming your way. Here's Rubber Legs Williams.
Lordy, Lordy, oh Lordy, Lordy, it hurts me so bad for us to part, but someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many days since you went away, I had to worry night and day. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Give it up, give it up, give it up. You're on my mind every place I go. How much I love you. Nobody never knows. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Put destruction on it. Destroy yourself. Get away from my door. You put destruction on me.
So that's my story. That's all I've got to say to you. Goodbye, baby, I don't care what you do. I ain't gonna worry my life over you anymore.
Thank you. and an old man's whiskey still. She's a home cooking mama, and she served it golden brown. She's a home cooking mama, and she served it golden brown. When she brings on those leg bones, my love comes tumbling down. If you ever saw a scarecrow, you know just how she looks. But still I want that woman for the gravy that she cooks. Yeah, she's my baby, and she'll cut any chicken down. When she serves me my dinner, my love comes tumbling down. She's evil and she's ugly, she's always full of dew. But if you want a tie or beef stew, you can get it for a dude. But she's my baby till the real thing comes around. When she lays it on the table, my love comes tumbling down.
If Mule's got a bigger head than you, and he can't even get out his song. You said you loved your man, you swore you wouldn't quit him. But a Mule's got a bigger head than you, and you don't know when they're gonna hit him. Happy baby, don't think you know it all. If Mule's got a bigger head than you, and he can't even get out his song. I've been listening to your conversation. I heard everything you said. You got on a $15 hat sitting on a nickel head. Baby, baby, don't think you know it all. If Mule's got a bigger head than you and can't even get out of song. Everything will be great, but you want to be a dignitary and a potentate. No, baby, don't think you know it all. If Mule's got a bigger head than you, and he can't even get out of song. You've been telling everybody everything you thought you knew, but you don't even know what hole the hog went through. Baby, baby, you don't know it all. If Mule's got a bigger head than you, and can't even get out of song.
Yeah, there's Cousin Joe out of New Orleans with a pair of sides. My Love Comes Tumbling Down from October 1945. Among the players are Harry Carney on baritone sax. We just wrapped up the set with a side from June 1946. Baby, You Don't Know It All. Earl Bostic was there, playing some clarinet, and Jimmy Shirley on guitar. Before that, two sides by Rubber Legs Williams. First, we had Worried Life Blues from January 1945. Pretty good jazz accompaniment there with Dizzy Gillespie, Don Byas, and Vic Dickinson on trombone. And then we listened to a thing called That's the Blues from April of 1945, and you've probably heard the story before. Landmark tale that Rubber Legs Williams actually was not a singer. He was a dancer. And according to the liner notes, he was a complete teetotaler. He didn't drink or do any kind of drugs. Said he didn't even take an aspirin tablet. And with this recording session with both Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker put some Benzedrine in his coffee, and he went totally off his rocker and did this. That's the Blues from April 1945. Two by Rubber Legs Williams, two by Cousin Joe. Here on Blues Before Sunrise, where we've got two more, this time by Gatemouth Moore.
If I can't be your lover, please let me be your man. I'm all alone in the city, and it seems like I'm to blame. I'm all alone in the city, and it seems like I'm to blame. If I can't be your lover, baby, why, you know it's a shame. Talk to me! Yes, the way you drink, sweet Lucy, eyes. You'll have grass growing in your face and a tombstone at your head. Yes, you'll have grass growing in your face and a tombstone at your head. I'm sorry to tell you, Mama, Sweet Lucy will kill you dead. And when you're dead, they'll take you away in that long, lonesome hearse. And when you're dead, they'll take you away in that long, black, lonesome hearse.
Well, it's a pity I'm so lonesome when everybody else is having so much fun. Well, it's a pity I'm so lonesome when everybody else is having so much fun. Like cards are stacked against me, I often wonder, Lord, what evil have I done? I pray each night for consolation, but I can't get no correspondence to my plea. I pray each night for consolation, but I can't get no correspondence to my plea. I try so hard to be contented, but Lady Luck's forever playing tricks on me.
Ball,
or kill my moon self trying. I'm gonna have me a ball or kill my fool self trying. I'm gonna play with your woman, cause I know that you played with mine. Scream, ooh, daddy, I can't stand no more. Make her forget she knew. Forget the things you used to do. A few hours with me, boy, and she'll go rob at you.
Lockjaw Davis, a little bit of tenor organ action there from August 1955. Their rendition of Together, Eddie Lockjaw Davis on a tenor, Doc Bagby on organ, Charlie Rice on the drums, recorded on the King label. Before that, we had Two Sides by Gatemouth Moore, Let Me Be Your Man, and Graveyard Disposition from December of 1947. Both of them were recorded for the King label. And we listened to Two Sides by Walter Brown, remember, who was the vocalist with Jay McShann and his orchestra at their height. Here he is under his own name from April 1949, What Evil Have I Done? And then from February 1949, Gonna Play With Your Woman. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and what do you say we change the pace, pick up a set of sides? These are all pre-war recordings by Sammy Price and his Texas Bluesicians.
Nothing new about jive, believe it or not. I know when jive first started, the time and the spot. Way back yonder, in the year of 1D1, you can bet your sweet life, that's when jive begun. Do you dig my jive?
Solid jive.
Do you dig my jive?
Mellow Mac.
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? When jive first started, wasn't a hip cat born. When Adam cracked to Eve, one early dawn. Now Noah jived all the animals, into that old loft. Ain't no telling what Adam told Eve. In the dark, do you dig my jive?
Solid, Jack.
Do you dig my jive?
Mellow, Mac.
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? They threw old Daniel into that lion's den, but Daniel jived the lion, so they became his friends. Now Gal jived Rip Van Winkle on Sleepy Hollow Hill. He wasn't a hep cat, so he's up there still. Do you dig my jive?
Solid, Jack.
Do you dig my jive?
Mellow, Mac.
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive?
Sammy Price and his Texas Bluesicians with a set there. We started out with Boogie Woogie Moan from June of 1941. Then from that same session, a piece called Do You Dig My Jive? And we wrapped it up with a side from September 1940, How About That Mess? Again, it was Sammy Price and his Texas bluesicians. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Time now for our Ethel Waters session. Again, you hear me say this each and every week. From the beginning of the year, we took a vow to play all of the studio recordings done by classic blues singer Ethel Waters. And this week, I think we're on session 37, I believe it is. This is from July 8th of 1929. Like so many of her recordings, it was done for the Columbia label in New York City. And the accompaniment on this session is simple. It was her longtime pianist, Pearl Wright, accompanying on piano. There are two titles. First, Georgia Blues, and then the flip side, I Like the Way He Does It. It's Ethel Waters, June 8th, 1929.
I feel bad and I feel sad, 'cause it won't be very long before I'll be feeling glad. I just sigh, why I could die, but I hope I don't, 'cause I've got the Georgia blues, and I'm too darn mean to cry. I don't live in Boston, and I wasn't born in Maine, and if I don't get back to Georgia, I will surely go insane. I've got the Georgia blues, so tired of hearing bad news. I'm gonna get me a train that ain't gonna stop until I'm home, home, home again. Why I'm not satisfied, and how I long to take that ride. Gee, would I be happy to have my mammy by my side? I heard that whistle blow, I guess it's time to go, because my train is waiting. I've got no time to lose. Now, a certain party that I know has offered me a ticket to Chicago, but he can have it. I don't want it. I've got the Georgia blues, still got the Georgia blues, so tired of hearing bad news. Well, I'm gonna get in that James Crow car that ain't gonna stop until I'm home, home again. Lord, you know I wasn't satisfied. You know why I long to take that ride. Gee, won't I be happy? Do you have some chitlins and cornbread sticking to my side? Now we'll hear this whistle blow, I expect it's time to go. Looks like that train's trying to leave me. Got no more time to lose, 'cause the party wanted to marry me way last spring. He even went and bought me a diamond ring, but he can have it. I don't want it. I've got the Georgia blues. I just can't count all the bowls I've had. Some were good and some were bad. Some of them just seemed to suit a style, but this last one has got them beat a mile. There were some I thought I loved quite a lot, But this one's just so different, got something the rest ain't got. Why, when he kisses me, I just sigh. If I was to lose his kisses, honest, I really believe I'd die. Because I like the way he does it. I don't know why, but I do. Of course, to you, it might not seem like there's nothing to it. But it's the way I feel when he's through. And I thank the Lord continuously that I'm so good and stout that he gives me strength so I can hold out. It would be a matter of impropriety to go into details as to why, but nevertheless I do. And it makes no difference with him if you're short or tall, 'cause he's got a brand that seems to suit them all. 'Cause if she's thin, it makes them fat and reduces the fat ones. Can you imagine that? And you know, I've been hearing it kind of noised around. He'd rather build them up any day than tear them down. And should he give you just one good squeeze, you fall for him like autumn leaves. But since I've gone in for this extensive study, I'll be frank, I find these young men expensive buddies. But this one so much fills all of my desires. In fact, his love has got such a kick, sometime it almost backfires. Well, he's just about as thin as anyone you'd meet. But you know the old saying, near the bone, sweeter the meat. And as long as he keeps up his speed, Waters is keeping him regardless of sentiment. I sure am indeed. Because I like the way he does it. I don't know why, but I do. And I understand why you all wouldn't be in no sympathy with me. Yet he gets around it so easy, too. And I've been kissed thousands of times before and hope to live long enough to stand a few thousand more. But I'll never forget the way this one does it. Like Postum, there's a reason why I do.
Ethel Waters in a complete session from July 8th, 1929. We had Georgia Blues. And that was one actually that was done several times. Star Page did it in August of 28, which would almost a year earlier. Also, Clara Smith did a recording of it, but it was never issued. I don't know what went wrong with it, but here's Ethel, and I get the feeling I probably should take some time and see if I can find background on this song. It seems to me that this probably came out of a stage show somewhere. First Georgia Blues, and then I Like the Way He Does It. It was Pearl Wright accompanying on piano. Time now for our Vintage Gospel set, and we'll start it this week with the Golden Gate Quartet.
God said he would calm the ocean, oh Lord. He said he would, Lord, he said he would calm all the raging sea. Then he said he would, Lord, he said he would,
God said he would
calm the ocean, oh Lord. He said he would, Lord, he said he would calm all the raging sea. Then he said he would, Lord, he said he would.
While the lightning flashed and the thunder rolled,
then he said he would calm all the raging sea. Then he said he would, Lord, he said he would.
Well, that made me think of my poor soul.
Then he said he would calm all the raging sea. Then he said he would, Lord, he said he would.
But my God, the mighty spoke to me.
Then he said he would calm all the raging sea. Then he said he would, Lord, he said he would.
Said if you believe will set you free.
He said he would come, Lord, the raging sea. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
God said he would
calm the ocean, oh Lord. He said he would, God said he would come, Lord, the raging sea. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
Well, I pass by the gates of hell.
He said he would come, Lord, the raging sea. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
My feet rang out like chiming bells.
He said he would come, Lord, the raging sea. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
Old Satan got mad, but I'm so glad.
Said he would come, Lord, the raging sea. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
He missed my soul, he thought he had.
He said he would come, Lord, the raging sea. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
God said he would
calm the ocean, oh Lord.
He said he would go, he said he would come, the regency. He said he would, Lord, he said he would.
If you don't believe I've been redeemed,
he said he would come, Lord, the regency. He said he would, Lord, he said he would.
Just follow me down the Jordan stream.
He said he would come, Lord, the regency. He said he would, Lord, he said he would.
If you get to heaven before I do,
he said he would come, Lord, the regency. He said he would, Lord, he said he
would. God for me, I'm coming to.
He said he would come, Lord, the regency. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
God said he would
come, the ocean, oh Lord. He said he would, God said he would come, Lord, the regency. Said he would, Lord, said he would.
God said he would
come, the ocean, oh Lord. He said he would, God said he would come, Lord, the regency. Said he would, Lord, said he.
Now listen, the text, remember, is the woman that had three husbands all die and go to heaven. Then later she dies and she go to heaven. In heaven, whose wife will she be?
Yes.
The scriptures answers the question for you, so you'll not be confused. Jesus answered it, and here you are.
And Jesus answering said unto them.
And Jesus answering said unto them.
Do ye not therefore err, brethren?
Do you not err, my brethren, talking about this question?
Yes. Because ye know not the scriptures?
Because you do not know the scriptures?
Neither the power of God.
Neither the power of God.
For when they shall rise from the dead.
When they shall rise from the dead.
They neither marry.
They don't marry.
Nor are given in marriage.
Nor are they given in marriage.
But are as the angels which are in heaven.
Yes. Now, my precious one. When we get to heaven, there'll be no more marrying, amen, nor giving in marriage.
Yes.
You'll not know one another as husbands and wives, because you'll be equal with the angels.
Yes.
Now, there is no female angels. I want to make that perfectly plain to you. Not saying that to reproach the sisters at all.
Yes.
But
yes.
There is no female angels
yes.
in heaven.
Yes.
And you know why? You know, God's business, an angel is a ministering spirit.
Yes.
An angel is that which attends to the business of
yes.
God. And all God's business is her.
Yes.
And God couldn't afford to have any women in.
Yes.
You know why? You know, when God wants a message carried, he gives the order.
Yes.
And tells Raphael or Gabriel or
yes.
Michael
yes.
to go ahead
yes.
and take the message.
Yes.
But if he had female angels, they'd yes. want to know all about it before they left.
Yes. Yes.
Martin hadn't time to hold an argument with women. So there isn't any female angel. And why that is, it is because in heaven they do not multiply by procreation. No, no. Angels are created spirit beings and they never die. They live forever in eternity. Down in the earth we are subject to death. And therefore we have female and male, because we multiply by procreation.
Yes,
and so in heaven, there will be no more dying.
Yes.
There will be no more death.
Yes,
when we shall come forth from the resurrection, we'll live equal
yes.
with the angels.
Yes.
We'll be spiritual beings.
Yes.
And we'll die no more.
Yes.
And therefore, we won't need no female angels, and won't be any argument up there over whose wife
yes.
or whose husband
yes.
is mine or yours. You see what I'm talking about. Now listen, my precious one. Maybe you can't understand this, but Jesus is my headlight. Amen. And he's making things kind of bright.
Yes.
And I'm trying
yes.
to lighten them up for you.
Yes.
So you won't be confused. W.
W.
J.
S.
C.
C.
W for willingly.
W.
J for Jesus.
J for Jesus.
S for suffer.
S for suffer.
V for victory.
V for victory.
Willingly.
Willingly.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Suffer.
Suffer.
For victory.
For victory.
W.
W.
J.
S.
C.
C.
The Babylonian prophet looked up to behold a stone leaping out of the mountain to start its perilous journey through the temptations and hidden snares of this wicked world. One day I stepped into the path it made, and now I need your prayers to help me, for I too am a rolling through an unfriendly world.
I'm alone. to sing. Oh, sister, won't you help me? Won't you help me in the service of the Lord? I'm a rolling, I'm a rolling, I'm a rolling, I'm a rolling, I'm a rolling through an unfriendly world. I'm a rolling, I'm a rolling.
Going back to June 1946, Wings Over Jordan, and I'm a-rollin' with the Reverend Glenn T. Settles on the narration. We started with the Golden Gate Quartet from October 1939. He said he could calm the ocean. That was recorded in a hotel, Andrew Jackson Hotel in Rock Hill, South Carolina. They often used the ballrooms of the hotels because they had such great sound when they were out on field recordings. Golden Gate Quartet. Then from New York City, it was the Elder Lightfoot Solomon Michaud, and the name of the sermon, There's No Female Angels in Heaven, from November of 1933. And that was actually a radio broadcast in Alexandria, Virginia. Station WJSV, willingly. And we wrapped it up with Wings Over Jordan and I'm Rolling. We're going to pause and identify the station, and then we'll be back with hour number three. Wings Over Jordan takes us up to station ID.